Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Treasure of blame.
Hi, or namaste, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you being here with me on this beautiful Saturday. I guess it's still morning where I'm at, so beautiful Saturday morning. And before we go too much into the show, we will not be on air on Monday. Monday is Veterans Day. And those people are really close to my heart. They put their lives on the line every single moment, every single second of their lives at times. And those that have served and those that are still serving our country deserve our thanks and our remembrance. So we're going to take a moment of silence here to remember those veterans that have passed on, that did make that ultimate sacrifice when they were fighting. So we're going to be quiet for just a second and take a moment of silence to remember those. And if you know a veteran, be sure that you thank them for the sacrifices that they have made and are still making. You know, serving our country isn't always easy. It's a job. And just say thanks to them, okay? All right. Let's go ahead and tell you the call-in number if you would like to call in. You can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. There's several people ahead of you, but you can get on the switchboard and we'll get to you as quick as I can. So let's go ahead and pull the cards for today. They come from my Gaia deck, and it's the first card I want to focus on is the Harmony card, and it says power, self-confidence, productivity. You know, that's where we're stepping. You know, that's one thing I do on this program. I try to empower you to know that you are wonderful, awesome, great, all those words that can lift you up. And, you know, to step into that place of power and to get back that power from our minds. Our minds have been racing around there for too long, been trying to control what we do with our lives. And it's time to take back that power and to step in that self-confidence, and then we'll have that productivity. The next card I want to focus on is the Moonlight Goddess card, and it talks about repressed emotions, healing, and reflection. And right now, a lot of you might be going through an emotional period. I know that I've talked to a few people, and they're really under the gun right now. So, we, you know, watch those repressed emotions, but know that healing is coming, you know. That's one thing I like about that card, that word healing. And, you know, and take this time, maybe, you know, the weekend here, you know, take some time to reflect, really look at where you were and where you are now. And if you're not completely where you want to be in life, know that things will get better, okay? But, you know, maybe spend the weekend in reflection, you know, looking at, you know, all the things that Spirit has done for us already and will be continually doing for us. The next card is the Evolution card. Earth changes, climate change, transformation. That's where we are right now. We're in a place of transformation, in a place of change. And, you know, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that I'm not who I was even yesterday. You know, that already I'm changing, already transforming into something different, something beautiful. And I appreciate that so much. The one thing I want to also do here, if you're not paying attention to the news, the Philippines was hit by a really bad storm. So far, the death count is up in the thousands there. And so I want to remember those people today, and, you know, they were prepared a little bit, but this storm just slammed them, and now it's headed, I think, to Vietnam and up in that way. And so let's just ask, you know, Spirit to diminish the storm, diminish its impact, and be with those that have already lost their lives due to the storm. Loss of property is tremendous. And let's remember those. We're going to pause for just a second again for a moment of silence to remember those that have lost their lives and to be in our spirit to be with those that are still suffering due to the storm. We're going to be quiet for just a second. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And we thank you for the men and women that serve our country as Veterans Day approaches us. And we want to say a big, huge thank you to them, to their families that sometimes don't see their loved ones for years and things like that. So we appreciate those people that make that sacrifice. I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely and positively move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that so much. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to the listeners of this program, live and archive, and I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have, that you would help them. And Father, Mother, God, let them take back that power. Let them realize that they can have that self-confidence, that they can know who they are, and they are a spiritual being housed in a human form, having human experiences, and that is what they are and always will be, is a spiritual being. Right now, it's just housed in a human form. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. We ask that you surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go ahead and say hi to Connie. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. It looks like I have a helper that showed up, so that's a good thing. How can I help you? Yeah.
Two things. One, when will Stephen be back? I miss hearing him.
Stephen, my
spirit guy
Stephen?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I think she's talking about Stephen. And he's like, yeah, when will I come back? so he's asking that question too. He'll be back, I promise. But I appreciate you asking about him. That's nice. I appreciate you asking about him.
Well, just any message Spirit has for me right now.
Okay. The one thing that Spirit has for me to tell you is to get prepared. Some really good things are coming, not bad things. Good things are coming for you. And I really feel like November is going to be that month when things really start opening up for you. Spiritually, every area of your life, I definitely see doors opening. Stephen is showing me doors that have been closed, and now he's opening those doors in my head. So, you know, that means that those things are getting ready to open up for you. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you as well, and let's see what the cards have to say. But I only see, Sacred Heart card pops in here. Passion, love, spiritual communion. You're really going to start going deeper on your spiritual journey. A lot of us have been going through this phase of awakening where, you know, we're feeling a little off. That's just awakening. Stuff going on, and that's where you are right now. So that's just going to start strengthening and getting more and more as you go forward. And, just keep moving forward.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go ahead and 856, you're on air with me. Hi, could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, Michael. This is Laura.
Hi. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you have any messages for me from Spirit as well.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let me shuffle the cards here a little bit. Why all of a sudden would Spirit be focusing on your health? Have you been feeling okay?
Yeah, I think so. It's possible.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe you're a little tired. Have you been getting rest okay? I mean, because I get tired.
Well, I have been getting up a lot in the middle of the night.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to pay attention to your dreams also. I feel like that spirit's waking you up at night. And you might want to keep a dream journal. I feel like that spirit's downloading what I call downloading information to you right now. Last night I hardly ever slept. I don't think that I slept at all last night. Really right now, just vamping up our spiritual journey and stuff like that for us. And that's what I feel like is happening with you as well. So I would keep
the downloading.
Downloading, that's a good question. Downloading, I know what it meant, but you didn't know what it meant. Downloading just means that they're just giving us information that possibly not is for right now, but putting stuff in us for the future, things like that. So I would just pay attention.
Ask them what they
downloaded. Yeah.
Ask them what they downloaded for me, because I don't remember.
Right. Yeah, you will when it's the time. That's one thing that I believe is that a lot of our information, they're putting in us right now, is for a later time. And then that, it's sort of like it will jog, and that will start playing, and we'll know what that means. There's a lot of stuff when I was younger, Spirit would, talk to me in my dreams and stuff, and I didn't understand back then what they were doing or what they even were saying. And then later, as I got older and started doing on this journey, more stuff came more to me and made more sense to me. So that's what will be happening with you as well. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you. And, let me go ahead here. Rising above, clarity, freedom, and solution. Whatever you're worrying about right now, you're going to have that clarity and freedom as you go into the beginning of next week. I really feel like that things will start really making sense to you. Just keep that in remembrance, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Does that help?
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and hold on for just a second. And I need to have a conversation with my dog that is trying to do stuff that shouldn't be doing. And plus I need a drink. The one thing I love about Spirit is just so awesome. I love that song that we opened with because it's just that peaceful song. Just to know, that Spirit's watching over us, taking care of us, opening doors for us, just loving us, healing those aches and pains that we might have. That's just so awesome to know that. And, a lot of times I think we just get in too big of a hurry and we forget those simple things that Spirit does for us. And so we just have to remember that. Let's talk to Melvin. Haven't talked to you for a while. Hi, you're on air.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I just, want to know, what Spirit has to, say for me about making, moving forward in life, just getting out of the rut. And
okay. Yeah, because when I'm tapping into you, Melvin, it just feels like you're a little discouraged. Are you a little discouraged?
Yes, sir, I am. With the hospital closing up next month.
Right.
With my finances already low, and I'm out there, trying to find a way just to even get gas money right now. And I've been struggling, and I just really need a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, Yeah, you need something happening here. And so I really feel like that, Melvin, I'm sorry you're going through this, man. I understand how that feels. And I've been there. And, it's just trusting Spirit, And it's a little hard, at times. You're a very spiritual person. I know that by talking to you. But a lot of times, we can get into our heads. And our heads can say, hey, things are not going to get any better, things like that. And You don't want to listen to that, okay? Because I really feel like that as you go forward, I feel like it's, you know, this year is going to be still a little bit of struggle, Melvin. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be a little bit of a struggle, okay? But as you go out of this year into next year, I really see things getting better for you. I feel like a job's going to open up for you. The finances are going to start flowing again. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit, you know, tight here. As you're in November and December of this year, it's going to be a little tight, man. But it will get better. You know, I do see it getting better. I do see you getting your head above water and stuff like that. So just hang in there, okay? Because it right now all you're seeing is this dark cloud. You know, you're seeing the hospital closing. You're seeing, you know, I can't have gas money. You're seeing all these negatives. You know, just remember that your angels are still right there working for you, okay, man? You got to know that. And hey, been there. I've been in that place where, you know, one day I was in a really rough spot and I just yelled at the top of my lungs and said, "Where are you?" You know, why am I going through this? What the heck is going on here? You know, and so. You know, it's okay to have those moments, Melvin. It's okay to have that.
Right.
But the one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to stay in that place, okay? Things are going to get better. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you, and then we're going to move on. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, the lost card pops in here. And that's how you're feeling right now. It feels like you're losing everything. You know, you're in that place. The bottom of the card has three words. It says grief, sadness, and resurrection. And right now, you're in that place of grief. You're in that place of sadness, you know. Understandable. But the word I want you to focus on here is the word resurrection. You're going to come out of this a whole lot better than you ever have been. I definitely see that for you as you go into next year. So, it's sort of like the myth of the phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes. Right now, you're in those ashes. But as you go into next year, I see this beautiful phoenix rising out of there and actually soaring. So just remember that and hold on to that, okay?
Okay, Michael. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You hang in there, okay?
Yes, sir. And I'm also a veteran too, Michael. I'm a former U.S. Marine.
Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. Thank you for your service. How long were you in the Marines?
I was in there for I signed up for 3 years and then I extended for an extra 6 months to get my degree. And so about 3.5 years. Yes, sir.
Well, happy Veterans Day on Monday. All right. Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you. God bless you, Michael. I love you, man.
I love you too. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead right now and let's pray for Melvin. He's having a rough time, and some of us have been in those rough spots. We understand that. And Melvin, hold on for just a second. He's doing the best he can, and he needs our help right now. And a lot of us go, well, how can we help? And how we can help is what we're about to do, and that is to pray. Because I serve a spirit that can open doors that people didn't think would ever open. You know, I've seen spirit heal people that the doctors gave up on. So let's go ahead and pray for Melvin. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Melvin. I thank you for his spirit that within him. And right now, today, he's having a rough moment. And he's having a hard time seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. And he needs our help today. And so I ask that today that you would help him realize that things are going to get better. You know, that things are not always going to be the way they are right now. And I ask that right now you surround Melvin with angels, that you would just lift him up, that you would let him know that he's loved way beyond anything that he could ever imagine, and do it right now. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Let's go ahead and move on to the next call. And you're calling in on a Skype phone. Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, this is Andrea. I was just wondering on what does, who do I have around me and what do they have to say, any messages?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. The only thing that I'm really picking up right now is your spirit guide. I feel like your spirit guide is coming forth here, and just using the word patience. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I be hearing patience?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's okay. I keep hearing patience. Maybe, is there a situation going on right now that is sort of overwhelming, or because I keep hearing patience? I don't know exactly what I'm looking at here yet.
Maybe wanting kids. That can be it. I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because have you been trying for kids for a while now? Cause
I haven't been doing anything sexually. I'm not with anyone, but I just want them
okay.
already. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see that in your future. I would say more probably towards the end of next year. And that would mean that somebody's popping in here and coming in to your life. So it does look like a long-term relationship. If you're open to that, I see a long-term relationship popping in here as well. So looks like next year is going to be that year when things start really unfolding for you. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Well, will I have a baby by the end of this year? I mean, by the end of next year?
It looks like that you would know that you're pregnant by the end of next year. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing more of the baby in 20... it's weird saying these numbers. 2015.
Okay. Well, the thing I was wondering about, who I keep hearing, like, someone repeating what I'm saying. Like, is that a spirit or can you... That's what I was wondering, because I wonder who's around.
Okay, yeah. Let me see that, and let me look at that really close here. Be sure that there's nothing messing around with you or playing around. I feel, talking about playing around, I feel like it's a little kid and just mimicking. You know how little kids sometimes will mimic us?
Uh-huh.
And that's what's going on. It's a little kid spirit playing with you. It's a little boy. Playing with you. I would use the name Charles to communicate with him. I feel like his name is Charles.
Okay.
I would try Charlie or Charles and see if he responds to that. But he's just messing around with you. He's harmless. He's not going to hurt you anyway, so I'm not worried about it too much. All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and for just a second. Let's go ahead because I was feeling my spirit guide, and I was wondering if he's wanting to talk here. Amy, hi. You're on air.
Hi, Michael.
How can I help you today?
Well, quite some while now you've been seeing me changing jobs, but I haven't had any luck. And I was wondering when you see it happening, because nothing's been coming through. I've been going on interviews and been thinking of the one.
And then it falls through. That's very discouraging, too. You know, I've been there, and that's very discouraging. You know, you think, man, they're going to call me, and I know they're going to call me. And then that call comes, and then they usually say, well, we're sorry, we filled that position with somebody else. I don't know why they call and even say that, but that's what they do sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, and where I'm currently at, I've been getting harassed, and it just isn't, management has changed, and it's just...
Yeah.
You know, it's I have to get out where I'm currently at because it's just getting worse and worse, and I just can't up and quit because of, you know, money reasons and everything.
Yeah. Right, definitely. I'm gonna go on a limb here, and I'm going to say 2 weeks.
Because I don't have anything out there that I've applied for. That's why.
Right. Yeah, because I feel like that something is going to open up. I don't know what that something is. I don't even know how that something is going to open up, but I have everything inside of me that is telling me 2 weeks. So I'm going to go with that because when I start second-guessing myself is where I have problems, and so I'm not going to second-guess. So I'm going to say in a couple weeks here, okay?
Can I ask why the last place didn't pick me?
It just don't seem like it was the right fit. I don't know exactly why Spirit's saying that it wasn't the right fit. But, yeah, it seemed like everything was going to happen, and then it wasn't personal. It wasn't nothing to do with you. They just chose to go with somebody else, and it wasn't personal. So I wouldn't take it that way, but it's hard not to do that sometimes. But I wouldn't do that. It wasn't nothing that you did. That caused that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't let your brain make you think that. You know. A lot of times when things don't work out, we go into that negative place and think, man, I should have done that or said that differently, or you know, we start second guessing ourselves. So don't do that. It wasn't nothing that you did wrong. They just chose to go with somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, you hang in there, okay?
Okay, thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I just realized that we need to take a break, and I need to extend the show a little bit because we're clocking down on time, and I thought that we had a longer time than that. So let's go ahead and how about – let's put on a song here really quick. And I think we'll do this song. We'll be right back.
my pain. Time to move on, move on again. Time to move on, move on again. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let the healing begin.
All right. And that's what we need sometimes. We'll let that healing begin, right? I was going to try to extend the show, but Blog Talk has changed some things, how to do that, and I can't find out how to extend the show. So we're going to be running down on time here shortly. And but if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. It's www.insightswithmichael.com. If you go over there right now, the website is in a redesign phase, but if you look down there and you see a little red line, you can book readings there. The prices are over there. Readings are on sale right now, so you can go ahead and still book readings over there at www.insightswithmichael.com. If you haven't been to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, it is new looking. I'm still working on it. It has a new look as well. And so right now everything is in a period of changing, stuff like that. So, all right, we are all in that place. Let's go ahead and see if I can squeeze some callers in here really quick. Let's go ahead and go with Elizabeth. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. What message does Spirit have for me?
It would help if I had, at this point, would help if I had, like, an area that you're asking a question about. It would help a little bit.
Okay. Well, relationship.
Relationship. Okay, are you in a relationship now or working towards one?
I think there's one. It may be one in the beginning. That's my question.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that there is a relationship developing. It's going to take communication here, but I feel good about it. But there's going to have to be open communication in any relationship. I don't care if it's friendship, whatever. There has to be communication. Otherwise, not going to go anywhere. But I feel good about it. I do feel like it could be a long-term relationship as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on here with Sandy. Sandy, you're on air. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you? Hi, how can I help?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the relationships issue. And I just wonder if Spirit has any more messages about that.
Okay. Now, you might want to refresh my memory a little bit. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I've been married almost 21 years.
Okay. And it's a little rocky at the moment, or that makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm remembering now. Okay. I talked to several people. Sometimes it's hard to keep everybody in my head straightened out here. So the one thing that I keep hearing here is patience, and just trust your angels to help you through this. Now, are you thinking about leaving this relationship? Because it's like you have one. Because what I'm seeing in my head here, Sandy, is it looks like you have one foot in it and one foot out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not sure at the moment. It's like you're in this teeter-totter phase. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And the thing is I know that, you know, Spirit said that it would work out.
Right.
And
I still feel the one thing I feel like it can be worked out. You know, in any relationships, there's two people here, okay? And you know, if you want to work it out, then that's great. And if you want to go, then that's okay too. But the one thing that I feel at this moment is that Spirit wants you still there, you know, as it stands at this moment, to try to work it out, see if things will get a little better here. But that's what I'm picking up right now. Okay?
Well, yeah, and my question is,
okay,
what's happening with him?
That is a very good question. And the one thing that I'm feeling with him is that he's just not at a point of communication. It is, there's not very much communication at the moment, because I just feel like he's not opening up.
And what's it going to take to open up?
Him making the decision if he wants to stay in this relationship. And you know, like I said, there's two people here. And, you know, it's going to take him, you know, wanting to communicate. I don't know exactly. But, you know, I feel like that something's going to break in this. It looks like around Thanksgiving where there could be some positive movement where he would start talking and opening up a little bit more. Okay? I got to move
okay.
on, but I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I'm just on a time restraint right now, so I just need to move on a little bit. You know, always you can set up readings at www.insightsofmichael.com. Plus, I have some time today to do those if you would like to set those up for today. I do have some openings for today if you want to do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Anne Marie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for
Hi.
Taking my call.
No problem.
Hi.
We're running down on time a little bit, so how can I help?
Okay. We live with our manager, Bill and I, and basically said we have to get out. And we just feel like we've been used, and
oh my gosh.
She's away right now, and we have nowhere to go. Bill needs to,
right.
We need to manifest some work, money, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Just a prayer.
Yeah, I feel like that things will open up for you. I'm actually gonna write down your number here, and then I'm gonna call you after the show and talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me write down your number here really quick, and then I'll call you right after we're done here and talk to you, okay?
Okay.
You hang in there. Things will get better. I'll talk to you off air as soon as we're done. All right.
Right. Okay, do you know my number?
Yeah, I got it. I wrote it down. Yeah, all right, I'll talk to you right after the show. All right, bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and pray for her right now, then we'll go ahead and take one more call. But let's go ahead and pray for Anne-Marie. You know, when these situations come up, you know, we don't understand. You know, sometimes, you know, we beat our head against the wall and we wonder why, you know, these things happen. You know, why people come in and say, hey, you got to go, and knowing that you have no place to go to. I don't understand that kind of stuff. But I also know that Spirit can open doors and move in ways that are beyond us. And that's what's going to happen in this case. I know that. And so let's go ahead and pray right now. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Anne-Marie and her life. And Father, Mother, God, right now, you know, she doesn't know where she's going. She don't know what the next step is. And you know, that can be a little scary. And I ask that right now that that you would give clear direction. Clear direction is what I'm asking in this case. And something would open up, maybe this person would change their mind. Whatever you want to do in this case, I ask that you would do it. You know, it's scary not knowing where you're going to go, or where your next meal is going to come from, or things like that. And there's a lot of people in this situation right now, and I ask that you would just be with Anne-Marie and help her know that things are going to get better and that there is going to be clear direction on this. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and say hi to Rose really quick. Hi, Rose. You're on air with me.
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to share with you that I'm doing really good right now. I feel like I'm in a really good place, and I actually feel happy, and I haven't been there in a long time. I almost forgot what that was, and I just wanted to thank you so much for always being there for me and helping me, and thank your callers, too, for always joining in prayer. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Rose, and I'm glad that you're in a good place today. There's a lot of people that are not in a good place today, and I'm glad that you're in that good place. And I actually was dreaming about you last night and knew that things were getting ready to open up for you. Stephen handed me a key, and it was like unlocking a door for you. And so something big is about to open up for you.
Wow.
And
how cool is that?
I know. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps you today.
Oh, it does. Thank you, Michael. God bless.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. All right, my last call of the day is Kimberly. Hi, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in. Hello? Anybody there? I guess nobody's there. Rose, can you check that really quick, please? And I don't want to miss that if we can get hold of them, but there was nobody there. So, we will be on air. We've changed some things, so let me tell you what's going on. We will be on air Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central. We're going to try to be consistent. 11 a.m. Central. Starting now, actually. And when I'm on air, they will be 2-hour shows. Today wasn't somehow, it just didn't get programmed that way. But we'll be on. I'm going to do some teaching. If you go over to, there's nothing over there right now, but over if you go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, where it says programs, you'll be able to see what's upcoming and things like that. Probably later today, I'll post some shows up there and we'll get some things up there so you'll know what's coming up in the week ahead. All right. So appreciate you listening today and tuning in today. And the one thing that I would ask you to do is remember, Anne-Marie, Melvin in your prayers. They're in tough, tight situations right now, and it would be really easy to fall into that place of fear. But we just don't want that to happen. So, all right. We just have to keep on trusting, keep on believing, and sometimes it's hard to do that. And so we just have to, I remember there was a time in my life that, it just seemed like I was hitting a brick wall. Everything I did, every time I turned around, it was like, bam. And when you're doing that over and over and over, it's hard to trust. But that's when we got to trust. That's when we got to bunker down a little bit and hunker down and really call upon our angels for guidance and direction. So, all right. Well, it is time to say goodbye for today, and I appreciate everybody that's called in today, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans and all those people. We will be back on air unless there is a major issue. We won't be back on air again until Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central. You can set up readings with me at www.insightswithmichael.com. That site is being redesigned, but you can go ahead and set up readings over there. There is a link to do that. All right? You'll see like some people working on a website thing, and there's a little red line, and that's where you can click to set up readings with me. All right? All right. You guys have a great day, and let's go ahead and scroll all the way down the list of songs here and put this one on. Peace be with you. Until we meet again, you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise. Hang in there, guys. Things will get better. All right, bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye, guys.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Be an easier ride when you wake up beneath the bright blue sky. Let the past be gone and never wonder why. Peace be with you. May your soul your heart roar like the open sea. Let your dreams run until they come to be. Revel in the grace of this sweet comedy. You've already come so far. You've already come so far. I hope that you're